Whether he was going deep or fighting a hole, Jameer Candelario did what he could to keep Detroit rolling. This is WLDW Sports, and Candelario homered. He drove in three runs, and the Tigers won their sixth straight, beating the White Sox 7-5. So the Tigers improved to 36-47, and they'll see the White Sox again today in the Windy City. Other action around the AL, Baltimore squeezed the LA Angels 5-4, Kansas City nudged Cleveland 4-3, Yankees blasted Boston 12-5. Elsewhere in the American League, Texas touched Minnesota 6-5, Houston humbled Oakland 8-3. And again, I love saying this, Detroit laundered the Chicago White Sox 7-5. Interleague action, Cincinnati shaved Tampa Bay 2-1. Mike Trout and Shohei Ohtani of Los Angeles Angels were elected yesterday to start the All-Star game along with Mookie Betts and Trey Turner of the host Dodgers. On the court, Novak Djokovic has reached his eighth Wimbledon final by winning his 27th consecutive match at the Grass Court Grand Slam tournament. Djokovic got off to a slow start before taking control in a 2-6 6-3, 6-2, 6-4 semifinal victory over British player Cam Norrie at center court. Djokovic will face first-time major finalist Nick Kyrgios for the championship coming up tomorrow. And colleges are pursuing the almighty dollar, but at what cost? Kyle Callender has unique perspective on the latest round of chaos in college athletics. As the final commissioner of the late great Southwest Conference, he knows nothing sacred. Certainly not these days, when everybody is chasing that almighty dollar more than ever. History and tradition, though those terms carry no weight anymore in what has essentially become a game of risk, with the Big Ten and the Southeastern Conference taking turns rolling the dice to determine just how to divvy up the world of college football. Callender says it's depressing and worries about the rivalries and traditions that are being sacrificed as the pursuit continues of the almighty dollar. Your morning sports connection. This is WLDW Click Sports at thumbnet.net.